USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Americans living in federally funded housing who are affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April.
The president also says the U.S.-Canadian border will be temporarily closed to all non-essential traffic.
No tipping point. It's just that we want to isolate from the standpoint we don't want people coming into contact, because that's the way we're going to win this war. That is so important.
Republican Congressman from Florida Mario Diaz-Balart has tested positive for coronavirus, becoming the first U.S. lawmaker to contract the virus that's spreading through the United States. Diaz-Balart took to Twitter to say that he's feeling much better. However, it's very important that everyone follow seriously the guidelines set forth by the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so we'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China says it's revoking media credentials of Americans working there for three major U.S. newspapers. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
It's the largest expulsion of foreign journalists by China in the post-Mao Zedong era, amid an escalating battle with the Trump administration over media operating in the two countries. China expelling American journalists working for the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. It escalates the tit-for-tat battle between China and the United States over resident foreign media that saw Washington this month slash the number of Chinese nationals permitted to work at the U.S. offices of major Chinese state-owned media outlets.
The Census Bureau says it will halt field operations for 2 weeks due to the coronavirus outbreak. In a statement put out by the Census Bureau director, they're saying the 2020 Census field operations will be suspended for 2 weeks until April 1st of 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is still trailing in the race to be the Democratic nominee. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the Tuesday primary results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has won three states in the Tuesday primaries, Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. This widens his delegate lead over Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. President Trump was also projected to have gathered enough delegates to win the Republican nomination with a win in Illinois. The complications over the primaries due to the coronavirus outbreak have cut the number of poll workers and has hampered voter turnout. Ohio decided to cancel its primary and postpone it. Governor Mike DeWine attempted to postpone the election, but a judge denied his request. After failing to appeal, the director of the Ohio Health Department issued the order to close the polls. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Former Secretary of State and failed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton took a swipe at President Trump into his response to the coronavirus, which has shuttered businesses and travel throughout the United States. In a tweet on Wednesday, Clinton, without proof, accused the president of using racist rhetoric as a distraction from his failure to adequately prepare the country in the weeks leading up to the pandemic. Clinton believes it's racist to call the coronavirus a Chinese coronavirus or Wuhan coronavirus, although that's where the virus did originate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.